Aluve 1-0 against York City. Just first of all, what did you make of the result?
The result, obviously, was a little irritating because we should have won the game comfortably. We had a lot of chances. In periods, our game was very good, especially as long as we had the power. I think that was the first 90 minutes today for a lot of the players, and you could see that in the end. We were really running out of steam. We couldn't press throughout the whole 90 minutes, what is understandable. But the periods, what we had worked on the training pitch, the team took 1-1 on that pitch, and that made me very happy.
Were you pleased with the opening 75 minutes, though, where your players really did push?
There was a lot of good stuff today, and collectively we did well. I mean, the keeper, the back four, the midfield, up front. He was very energetic. I think the players really enjoyed themselves. It was a good pitch. And also we played against a good team. This team has just got beaten very late against Middlesbrough. And they had put some big, big players in there in terms of set pieces. They was asking questions of us. And today we answered them in most of the periods very well.
Sam Byron played in a more attacking position and he created a couple of chances for himself and scored. You must have been pleased with that.
Yes, I was pleased with him. I was pleased with most of the players. So it's just irritating that we give a goal like a sloppy goal like that away. And but better to give them now away than in the season.
A striker who didn't play but was meant to was Chris Wood. Was that just a precaution?
No, he was supposed to start in the warm-up. Certainly he felt a little tweak. He has full strength in his hamstring. He is, I got told that it's precautionary. We didn't start him today, and I hope he will be ready for next Tuesday.
And looking at a player that did start, a new signing, Ross Turnbull. Do you think he will be someone who can force his way to be number one and beat Marco Silvestri?
I think Ross is a very good pro. He played on the highest level. And of course he comes here to challenge. In the beginning, Marco had a very good season, especially the longer the game went last year. He got better and better, adapted well to English football. In the pre-season so far, it's going very well. I split the group today. People should not read in too much. I think when everything goes normal, Marco will start the season as a number one, and then it's up to him to keep the shirt like it's for anybody else. But I'm not starting now a discussion. I'm happy to got Ross with his experience. I think he showed that today, a good presence on the pitch with his experience and his qualities. And we're having three good goalkeepers, and it's nice to see them competing in a professional manner.
You've talked that the group was split up, a 3-0 win for the other Leeds United side against Tadcaster. Yeah. Will you be reviewing that tomorrow?
Yeah, I have not heard anything so far, so just let me go on the phone and let me speak to Rob Kelly.
And talking about the tour of Austria, when will players find out if they're going to be going on that?
Most of the players know it. I think when I would be a player, 99% know that I will go. So most of them know it.
And just how important will that tour be facing the calibre of opposition you'll be playing?
I think we had now 3 weeks at home. I think familiar place, good training conditions. It's nice to get away. Also for a social aspect, to get the players more familiar, to stay 24/7 with each other. We can do also some team building things, and also now to work specific on tactical things and play against two top oppositions where we get stretched to the limit.
And Martin Drury, will he be on that tour?
That will be signed on Friday.
And talking about transfers, I know that a couple of Legion fans are saying that maybe a bit more pace is needed, a winger. Are you looking at that option?
I don't want to give every day. We have a press conference talking about this. I said it many times. We're assessing the squad, and we always try to improve our squad. And when there is the right player at the right time for the right price, I think we can still do something. But we are not panicking. We are not in a rush because we have already a good squad of players.